The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you blameless? Have you done, as you look at this, just a good thing? Have you performed, as you see it, a public service?
I think it can be both. I think the most important idea is to remember that there have been times throughout American history where what is right is not the same as what is legal. Sometimes to do the right thing, you have to break a law. And the key there is, in terms of civil disobedience, you have to make sure that what you're risking, what you're bringing on to yourself, does not serve as a detriment to anyone else.
Ed Snowden talking to Brian Williams. That's where we begin here on this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So interesting stuff. Ed Snowden now coming out of hiding. He's talked to a couple of different people. This is pretty big, though, as far as network television gets and the wide range of the reach, I guess, of Brian Williams. So more people in what I would call mainstream America getting a shot at hearing, seeing, and listening to Ed Snowden and to what he has to say. So Snowden talking about a whole bunch of things, as you heard there, saying, you know, you could do the right thing, but sometimes it's he got deeper into it, perceived as the wrong thing. What's interesting is the reaction to Ed Snowden, the NSA leaker, who said he considers himself a patriot. What's interesting is the reaction to it from, like, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, is he needs to man up. He needs to man up and come home. You think he's ever going to come back to the United States? He says he didn't take the action lightly. He said it wasn't easy for him to pack up without saying goodbye to his family and then leave the comfortable life that he was living. John Kerry went further than to say he needed to man up. He said he's a coward, he's a traitor, and he should face the music in court. So what do you think, America? Should he face the music in court? Court. Snowden said that the situation determined that this needed to be told to the public. He said the Constitution of the United States has been violated on a massive scale. He said while he was working as a systems analyst for an NSA contractor, he saw the massive scale of surveillance against the United States citizens and felt it was his duty to act. And once again, he considers himself a patriot for leaking classified documents detailing the U.S. government's spying activities. Was this an overreach? Is he a traitor? Is Kerry right? Or did Snowden change the way the government was doing things? Well, he certainly did that. Because you saw with General Keith Alexander, who was running the NSA, was just mortified when all of this happened, and they had to change certain operating procedures at the NSA, and they're still under fire for many of them. Snowden said, my priority is not about myself. It's about making sure that these programs are reformed and that the family that I left behind, the country that I left behind, can be helped by my actions. By the way, what's interesting is Snowden's temporary asylum runs out in Russia on August 1st. He said he's going to reapply if it appears that he's still in limbo at that time. What would change limbo? Does he think that the United States would offer him amnesty? There is no way he would get amnesty. No way. So he says, that, you know, because of the Constitution and that he needed to expose it. And the NSA snooping program, for whatever success they had, was certainly undermined and ripped to shreds. There's no doubt about that, right? And how effective was it in the first place? What's interesting is, as somebody said to me in a conversation today, Look at the Patriot Act. It is pretty broad. There is a lot of ways that you could step in a foxhole, fall into one, or I guess it's more appropriate to say step on a minefield, because there is potential for abuse. Targeted, malicious, that kind of stuff. The government can't just monitor your activities because it wants to, right? What's the justification? What if you're not doing anything wrong? Should you have to worry about somebody listening into your conversations and then telling you, oh, it's no big deal, we dumped the information in a big old vat, and then it goes away in 5 years? And it's a secret body of law. Defined by the Department of Justice. The secret government courts. I don't know, it seems like something is really wrong with that. So, Snowden broke the law by ripping off the classified information because saying that he wasn't going to do that, they signed a certain contract, and I know for a fact that he did. But was he courageous to take a stand? Was he courageous to take on the government and do what he did? And then do you say, well, you know, look at other whistleblowers. How do you fix corruption if there were no whistleblowers? And it's never easy for a whistleblower. But does he really fall into that category? Is he a patriot? Is he working with Russia? You know, there's a lot of questions. What do the Russians get by giving asylum to Edward Snowden? Well, they get to throw it in the face, Putin does, of our President Barack Obama. But do they get anything else out of it? You got to ask yourself that. If Snowden didn't expose some of what was going on, then some of the ridiculous overreaching of the NSA would not have been curbed. Am I saying anything that I think is so secret? And do I care if somebody's listening in? I care about rights. The more you let rights be trampled on, the easier it is, it's a downward slope, to let them fall apart. And to not uphold the Constitution. The Constitution is a brilliant, brilliant piece of work from the Founding Fathers. If you think of what they wrote at the time, looking forward, getting away from a dictatorship and starting a brand new country and trying to think of what they could think of to protect the rights of the ordinary citizen from the abuses of power. It's oh so fascinating to hear what Ed Snowden has to say, I have to admit that. And then to listen to the reaction to it. He will not get amnesty. In August, he will reapply and he will stay in Russia, I predict, for the rest of his life, unless he ends up somewhere in Latin America. What do you think? 855-266-5283. More from that interview with Brian Williams, Ed Snowden, what else he had to say next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, May 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,288.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.40, $667.70 for a half ounce, or $333.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.40, $667.70, and $333.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Full-on at work in Washington, D.C., but what I want to know is where is my money going, where is your money going, and is it really just all a ruse? One of our favorite people to have on this show is Dan Kish from the Institute for Energy Research, and this is the time when they're looking for, you know, basically those breaks, those tax breaks, these companies where they can save big bucks, but what are we really propping up and what are we really supporting here? Dan, thanks as always for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about one of the billionaires that we hear a lot about, Tom Steyer. What's the deal with the kind of money he's able to make with these breaks for, you know, green energy company kind of breaks, where maybe this isn't really what it seems to be?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's like the modern equivalent of the robber barons of old, you know, except that they actually made it by producing something that people wanted to buy, and they tried to monopolize things. Here, the new deal, and he and many of the people that share his views about green energy, interestingly made his money in the ways he say we shouldn't be doing in the United States. For example, his company made his vast fortune, and I mean this guy's a billionaire well over, by operating a hedge fund. He started this hedge fund, and what they did is they invested in coal mines in Australia and Indonesia. In fact, his company is responsible for quadrupling the output of coal in Indonesia, which is right by China, which has now made Indonesia into the number one coal exporting country in the world, believe it or not.
Mm.
And so after making all that money, he's turned to Washington, D.C. And the way you make your money in Washington, D.C. is getting politicians to put the stamp of approval on the type of energy that you want to get people to buy, and the government, it turns out, will make people buy it. They can pass laws and pass regulations that force people to buy your product, whether they want to or not. And that's the new game in town in Washington. Everything emanates from Washington, and if you want to get rich and get rich quick, the best way to do it is to come to Washington and find somebody who likes what you or what it is you do or the type of energy you promise that you're going to produce, and the money will open and flow. And in many cases, I'm afraid to say, money that we borrow from the Chinese, and a lot of it flows right down the toilet.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, I totally agree with you, and yeah, so here's the thing. If you want to get rich and if you come up with a green idea and you know that you can get the right kind of breaks for it, that's what happens. And unfortunately, as I said at the top, it's your money and my money that dump into this. And I know there are many other examples of it. Do you have any more for us that we can chew on?
Sure. Just some of the ones that people have heard about. Everybody's heard about Solyndra, right? I mean, the government gave them a $529 million loan to make solar products, which then folded in 2011, 2 years later, and everyone lost their jobs. The company went belly up. Their fancy new plant was sold for pennies on the dollar to somebody else who probably is going to turn around and use it to make something that the government will then subsidize. We've got Beacon Power, which got a $43 million loan and another $29 million from Pennsylvania. They went belly up in 2011 and filed for bankruptcy. We didn't get anything in return. Evergreen Solar in Massachusetts got $58 million from that state. And they went ahead and closed their plant in Massachusetts and moved what was left to open a factory in China. And, you know, this is bipartisan. It's been going on for a while. The Bush administration back in 2007 to try to push biofuels, cellulosic ethanol, which no one has been able to make commercially. But back in 2007, they gave them $76 million, and later they got another $80 million. In 2011, they... after receiving some more money from the Obama administration, they closed their refinery without producing a single drop of fuel. And the fellow who's behind that is another hedge fund operator by the name of Vinod Khosla, who's been involved in a lot of these things and is always constantly running around Washington with his hand out asking for money for the next great invention that apparently can't make it into free market and needs Washington lawyers and politicians to figure out what engineers and consumers should be figuring out without that money. So, and I could go on. Amonix, Enerone, battery makers, A123 systems, which got a half of or a quarter of $1 billion plus from the feds and went ahead and went bankrupt and then sold the name and the company to China, where they're now called A246. I guess maybe the Chinese are going to sell their batteries back to us. Fisker Automotive, $529 million in a plant that GM spun off and gave them in Delaware. They couldn't make it. Is that enough?
Wow. Boy, that list is crazy. And I know that this audience, that they're just going to eat this up because, we want to know. We want to know the companies. And some of them, like you said, are a lot of the stories we know, some of the bigger companies. And you mentioned Solyndra at the top. And here's the thing. That's guaranteed loan. I mean, so that's guaranteed. You can just walk away from this. Didn't they have, like, some incredible building and everything else that went along with the trappings?
Yeah, they built, you know, the Taj Mahal of buildings out in California with all that money. And, I mean, to look at it, you'd say, wow, this is a going concern. And, of course, there was nothing in it. They were using one line of the many that this building could house. It was according to the reports, everything they bought was a Cadillac of everything, you know, because it's not their money, Kate.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, we all know small business people. Gee, they do their own books. They're working extra hours. Their truck for delivery is not a new truck. These people go out. They've got a government loan. They've got Uncle Sam watching over their shoulder. They got a friend in Washington, a lobbyist to boot. And that's how you make a bunch of money now. Now, had they hit it, rich, of course, they'd have paid back and all the rest, but it just so happens that they're all engaged in these activities that just aren't ready for prime time. We'd love this if the honey flowed out of these wonderful plants and all of this stuff worked, but if it did, they wouldn't be coming to Washington with their hands out, would they? I mean,
no,
that's not how Henry Ford made automobiles. It's not how Thomas Edison made electricity. It's not how any of the things that were success stories in America ever got started by a government handout, where they couldn't make it in the private sector. It's just that simple. I mean, all we need is common sense. There doesn't seem to be any of that back here.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the thing. What can we do about it? I mean, you're obviously doing something. You're pointing it out. You see that. You know, you write about it, you get it out there, you talk to media. But beyond that, what else can people do? I guess write to Congress folks and senators and push those kind of buttons, right?
Well, you know, obviously we can always do that, but we can also just sharpen our... I mean, a lot of times we get lulled into complacency by the fancy words coming out of these politicians and some of these people. And you know, you have to ask yourself, well, if it's so great, why isn't it happening in the real world? I mean, the
yeah.
energy business is the largest industry in the world. Without it, we couldn't feed 7 billion people. We couldn't pump the water necessary. We couldn't heat our homes. We couldn't do this. And it's international. It's around the world. So you have to ask yourself, you know, with all that money to be made by coming out with a better mousetrap that allows us, that makes it easier on consumers, which obviously is the number one test and ought to be. I mean, we ought to have energy as cheaply as possible so we could use more of it to turn more wheels and get this country back out on its feet. But if it's coming from the government, why is it that the government is better able to pick these things than we are and that consumers are? They don't, you know, if the government doesn't give Apple a bunch of money to come up with the next iPad, they come up with a product, people compare it to the other ones and go out and buy it. And that's the way it works. And that's why those things are getting cheaper, whereas with the government getting more and more involved in our energy, I don't know if you've noticed it, but energy prices are going up. So wherever
yep.
the government goes, the price goes up, the quality goes down. And wherever consumers lead by picking the most victorious product, the one that makes sense for them and their neighbors and the rest, whether it's energy or iPads or phones or whatever it may be, that's who wins. And they don't need handouts from Washington and politicians telling us that they know better than us about what the next great thing is. Because I have to tell you, I know a lot of these people. They don't know what the best. They'd be in another business if they knew what the best thing was, right?
Well said. Senior VP of the Institute for Energy Research, Dan Kish. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Keep the faith.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You
got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your night.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. G GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Anybody who's been in the intelligence community for almost a decade, as I have been, is really shocked by the specific types of general operations when they're justified. What's more shocking for anybody is not the dirtiness of the business. It's the dirtiness of the targeting. It's the dirtiness of the way these things are being used. It's the lack of respect for the public, because, and the lack of respect for the intrusiveness of surveillance.
That's Ed Snowden. He spoke to Brian Williams, NBC anchor, in a Moscow hotel. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We continue down that road. He said there's no question he'd like to go home. If he could go anywhere in the world, that place would be home. But he doesn't want to make a deal. August 1st, his temporary asylum runs out. And he said he'll reapply if it looks as though, as I mentioned before, that he's still living in limbo, which I would assume means he's not going back to the United States, which I don't believe. He's coming back to the United States unless he wants to get thrown into prison. So what about Putin and Russia? Here's what he had to say.
So I have no relationship with the Russian government at all. I've never met the Russian president. I'm not supported by the Russian government. I'm not taking money from the Russian government. I'm not a spy.
All right, so as much as that was made out to be that he was a spy, he's saying he's not a spy. And so he had nothing to do with any kind of conversation with Putin. And I said this before, what's in it for Putin? I guess just to poke the U.S. in the face, and especially to taunt the president for certain. Snowden, mentioned before that it's no secret that the U.S. tends to get more and better intelligence out of computers than they do out of people. And he says he was trained as a spy in a sort of traditional sense of the word, that he lived and worked undercover overseas, pretending to work in a job that I'm not, and even being assigned a name that was not mine. So it's interesting, as he went down the path and talked more about himself and how he got into that position and all that kind of stuff. So he says he was a spy, not a low-level contract employee, as he had been portrayed pretty much throughout this whole thing by the president, by Congress, by media, by everybody. He spoke for several hours to Brian Williams in Moscow. This was last week. And just this hour, an hour of the interview was aired in prime time on Wednesday. Some of it was shown the day before, a little bit of it on NBC Nightly News. That's what you're hearing. And he summed it all up when, you know, constantly people are trying to label him, and we've certainly have done that here. Is he a traitor? Is he a hero? Is he a patriot? Is he a believer? Is he a protector of the Constitution? Is he somebody who stabbed the United States in the back? And here's what he had to say.
Do you see yourself as a patriot?
I do. You know, I think patriot is a word that's thrown around so much that it can be devalued nowadays. But being a patriot doesn't mean prioritizing service to government above all else. Being a patriot means knowing when to protect your country, knowing when to protect your Constitution, knowing when to protect your countrymen from the violations of and encroachments of adversaries. And those adversaries don't have to be foreign countries. They can be bad policies. They can be officials who, you know, need a little bit more accountability. They can be mistakes of government and simple overreach and things that should never have been tried or that went wrong.
All right, so there he's kind of defending what he did. It's the whole overreach thing, and which would be why he did what he did, is what he's ultimately saying. He defended his experience and what he's being labeled as. He talked about the fact that he wanted to come back to the United States, and he also talked about the fact that he had a much different role prior to what he was just doing for the NSA, which is interesting. And he has some fans, but he certainly has some that aren't, like Congressman Mike Rogers from Michigan, who's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He says Snowden is overinflating his importance as well as his access to the programs that he describes that the NSA would allow him to do. They have confirmed that the Defense Intelligence Agency, that Snowden was, you know, from the Defense Intelligence Agency, that Snowden was a guest speaker at three conferences on military cybersecurity, including one in Japan on the Chinese cyber threat. Now, if you remember, this just happened as this story continues, where there is still a mountain of information that has not been released. And Glenn Greenwald, who's the former Guardian newspaper journalist who helped reveal the NSA's secret phone and internet surveillance programs and the identity of Ed Snowden, says he's going to publish a list of U.S. citizens who were targeted by the government He just announced that a couple of days ago, and he's promoting a book, No Place to Hide, Edward Snowden, the NSA, and the U.S. Surveillance State. The list, he says, will be the biggest revelation of the 2 million classified files Snowden obtained. How about that? And Greenwald said he wants to save the best for last. And he said the last one is the one where the sky is all covered in multicolored hues, comparing it to a fireworks show, that this is it. This is the spectacular end. And he's going to pull the lid off the domestic targets and talk about the fundamentals of how the surveillance program was operating, give us more specifics into that than we've ever heard before, supposedly. But I think the big thing is, who are the specific targets? Political critics, activists, regular people, who are they? What are the calculations that go into choosing the targets? What's done with the surveillance that's conducted? All those kind of questions, which Greenwald insinuates that he is going to answer in that new book, which either is going to be a runaway bestseller because everybody wants to read it, or he'll get his 15 minutes of fame, I suppose. He said, for Greenwald, he speaks to Snowden every day, and he says that he is by far the person most at peace and fulfilled as a human being of anyone he's ever met. That's interesting, because in the interview with Brian Williams, I would say he seemed to be truthful in what he believes and what he's saying, but he definitely seems to me like a guy, he might be at peace, I guess, but he seems like a guy who wants to come back to the United States. You know, he's living in Russia. He's isolated from what he normally would be doing in his home country. Can you imagine if you've lived outside of the United States? Listen, if you served in any capacity or deployed overseas, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or if you lived overseas, there are interesting, wonderful things to explore when you first land there, right? Now, it's, of course, different in his situation. But the fact that you couldn't go back would be so brutal. And he can't go back because if he goes back, he's arrested. He'd have to go through a trial. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, says why he's a coward. Why doesn't he come back? Let's have him come back. Let's deal with this. And he's not the only one who thinks that. Many of you had thoughts on Snowden, and you sent it to me, and we're going to check the mailbag coming up in our next segment. If you want to throw in a quick call, you can, 855-266-5283, as to whether or not Ed Snowden, who says I'm a patriot, really is a patriot. With labels, in some ways, he's hard to describe, because now there's more information about his background. As I said in a previous show, it makes it a little bit different. And if he does come back, he would have to go through the court system. He's not going to get amnesty. So I don't believe there's any way that he comes back. I don't think he's going to do that, knowing that that's what the end is. The end is if you come back, then you're going to have to answer for the stuff that you stole that was classified, which means they would... I think he would really have the book thrown at him. He knows that. And Secretary of State Kerry says he's a fugitive. And that's the bottom line. So if he wants to, he kept using the word man up. If he wants to man up, then he can come back. He can come home. And Kerry was asked about Snowden in an interview in the wake of this interview with him. And he said he never wanted to be holed up in Russia, was forced to go there because Washington revoked the passport. And Kerry said, well, for a supposedly smart guy, that's a pretty dumb answer. He said if he wants to come back to the United States, we'll have him on a flight today. He'll have to stand up in the United States and make his case to the American people. Any chance that happens, I say no way. Hang with us. We're going to the mailbag next. Plus, were you ever good at spelling? Think about it for a minute, and I'll tell you why on the flip side.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Soliloquy. S-O-L-I-L-O-Q-U-Y. Soliloquy.
Correct.
I don't know. Were you any good at spelling? I love this whole spelling bee thing that happens in Washington. It just brings me back to my days in grammar school when we folded the paper over and we had one side where we had the words and they were so confident in us that there were the other side was blank. So they automatically, I think, planted in our heads, you're going to get some words wrong, and you're going to write the correct spelling on the other side. Uh-oh. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and we're spelling our way through the final turn here on America Tonight. So the pressure's on. This is the 87th time they've done it. 281 students, their ages 8 to 15, they compete in these preliminary rounds. They go through it all the way through the week. It's got to be very stressful for them. Because why? Because they study so long and so hard for this. And to get to the point where you are on the big stage in D.C., think of all that goes into that. Man, it is tough. Soliloquy. Nathan, I have to ask you this. Could you spell soliloquy?
Maybe.
Were you a good speller?
I do remember being, let's see, that was, third grade, I spelled very, very incorrectly. But I gotta say my prowess as correcting people on Facebook about their spelling has, like, I'm magnified my grammar skills by a million.
Well, here's what's happened. We have spell check now. So I think into the future, a lot of people are going to be poor spellers because they don't write notes and they just rely on the computer.
Oh, I absolutely believe, yes, we have changed as a society as far as the way full words need to be written out. We are just so, it's like a picture. We go by moving pictures now.
Absolutely. That's what it is. It's moving pictures. Well said. So we'll let you hear more of the spelling bee as we move along. But soliloquy, very nice. Very nice. And I love these younger kids, just sticking it out with the older kids. We'll see who ultimately who ends up hoisting the trophy the 87th time that they've done this spelling bee. And it gets more interesting to me every single time I see those kids on the stage trying to belt out those words. They pause for a second, then boom, ultimately just go for it. We're going to go for it, too, meaning that so many of you sent us emails. I didn't have to really stand back and hard any of the spelling. Pretty much this audience is pretty decent at that. Maybe you spell check and then you use common sense and go back and read it. But without further ado, let's go and check.
You have mail, mistress.
Hello. Thank you very much. Justin says, Kate, I don't know about this whole Snowden thing. Here's my problem. It is good in a way that he exposed what was going on at the NSA, because there's massive overreach. There's no doubt about that. But I still think we can't call him a patriot. He dumped national secrets because they overreached and it was really, really bad. I get it. But at the same time, really, is that what you do? He couldn't have gone to somebody. He couldn't have done something else versus ratting out the good old USA and causing some problems for many of our departments. While we might snicker in one sense, it certainly isn't good in another. Well, here's the thing. You know, the natural comment to say is, guess what? Everybody's spying on everybody, and gee, we know it. So, sure, but there were some uncomfortable things that came out that didn't have to come out. And, yeah, you know, this is, it's really, it is really strange to try to put a stamp or label or whatever you want to call it on Snowden. Because I have a hard time saying he's a patriot, too. I mean, I'm all about the Constitution. And as I listen to him in the interview talk about his motivations and all that kind of stuff, I think he did have certain motivations that led him to do that. But I don't, you know, really think they were all pure either, to be honest. And what ultimately he did is, by the letter of the law, let's face it, the law doesn't have emotion. He did sign a confidentiality deal, and he certainly stole classified documents. But you can look at the other side and say, what about the Pentagon Papers? What about in history when somebody's come forward and railed against absolute power? Look what's happened. So I get it. But if you ask me yay or nay, here's what I say. What if he were to have a jury trial? Maybe we take the chances that way, but that's not how it would go, I don't think. And he's not coming back for that. There's no way. Let's see what the ratings are. I want to see how much people, the television ratings, that care about Snowden. Okay, we got one more about Snowden. Let's go to that. This one from Eric, and Eric says, Katie Kate, love the show. Had a chance to listen a lot lately. My schedule has switched at work. I promise I'm going to call you soon, but I just get so hooked into what you're saying. I like to listen, frankly. With Snowden, I think he's a traitor from the word go. Listen, I served in the military a couple of different times. Did I ever see anything that I thought weren't right? Yes. Did I sign up to follow orders and to do what I'm supposed to do? Yes. Did I see things that were that atrocious that I felt I had to speak up? No. But on the other hand, he stole classified documents. Stealing is stealing. Couldn't he have gone to a supervisor, said something, and gone from there? I'm just saying. All right, so that's two that say, couldn't he have gone to somebody and just outed it that way and moved on? I mean, here's the thing. You know, Keith Alexander, General Keith Alexander, couldn't have been more uncomfortable by the revelations. I mean, look, there was an overreach. We know it. Who cares about the nonsense that's happening in everyday houses? And it is creepy if that's what's happening. But on the other hand, do we want no protection? No. There's got to be an area somewhere in between. Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, love?
Excellent. Thanks.
Okay. I want to give you a little different idea here about Snowden. I've thought about this a great deal. And ever since the first breakthrough when he came out with this information, and we would not have known a great deal of this information about the government spying on us and using the apparatus that the government has to, shall we say, pry into our personal lives. Now, let me give you a little quickie here. The Nazis were putting Jews in concentration camps, as well as other people that protested against the government, and burning them up in an oven to get rid of them, just because they just were fodder that they just didn't want as human beings on the face of the earth. But even though the Nazis knew that what they were doing was wrong, they couldn't protest. They were just following orders. And the few that did try to tell the world what was happening were themselves put to death or persecuted beyond the even mightiest thoughts that we can have about the inequities of the government, that the big strong arm coming down on you.
Right.
And this is what he has revealed to the entire United States. And I think that the Congress of the United States should give him immunity. Bring him back to the United States and have a congressional hearing on all the information that Snowden has and make this all public, because this is our public and we are the ones that they're investigating, and we are not enemies of the state.
We're not. Absolutely. That's why Greenwald stuff will be interesting to see, because he says he's going to reveal all the names of all the people that were being spied on, and it's not necessarily all political type people. And so there is absolutely something, there is absolutely something to that. You know, here's the thing, Dan, you and I both know, unfortunately, they're not going to do that in Congress. They're not touching this hot potato. But is Dan right? I mean, is the thing to do is just give him the full-on immunity and drill him for every ounce of information and brand him as, you know, this whistleblower. But here's the thing. As that leaves my lips, from everything I know, from every source at the Pentagon, it's not happening. They're still enraged. And he is right. Dan's right. Half of what we learned, there was some of that we knew, but a lot of it, the bulk of it, we wouldn't have known if he hadn't revealed it. I still have a hard time with Patriot, though. Really do. I don't know about you. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.